Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sfarno and the notes and translation of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are looking in Perek Dalad, Chapter 4, Mishnah Yud, Paragraph 10. Hu haya omer, Rabbi Shmuel Beno, he used to say, Al tehi dan yachidi, do not act as a judge alone. Do not be a solitary judge. Don't think that you can be a judging person, you yourself. In general, it's not good to judge. We talked about last time, yesterday, how the only type of judging you should do, if you're going to judge, is dan l'kav zchus. Judge for the side of favor. Judge for the side of benefit. Judge for the side of looking for the favor, looking for the benefit of someone else, looking how you could help someone else, and how you could find the good in a situation from someone else. That's the only type of judgment you should do if you want to be a judge at all. But real judgment, a real judge, the only single judge that could ever be out there, contrary to what you might see in culture and society, contrary to what you might see in the world at large, the only real judge is Hashem himself. Melech Malchei Hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, Hashem himself. She'ein Dan Yachidi Elechad, he is the only judge. No one judges alone except for the one, Hashem. V'al tomar kablu da'ati, don't say accept my view, shehein resha'in v'lo ata, for they are permitted, but not you. You are not. Make sure to understand you are not the one that is permitted to do so. You're not the one that's allowed to be involved in this. Only Hashem is the one judge. Only Hashem is the one that is involved. He is the one that can be accepted and no one else. Don't say accept my view. Your view is probably not even correct. Other people might have permitted views, but not you. Understand, Hashem is the true judge. Hashem is the only judge. Don't judge others. If you're going to be involved in any aspect of thinking about others, make sure it's dan l'kav zchus for the benefit of the doubt. The Sforno points out, as I've said above in the previous Mishnah, dispensing law and justice is fraught with danger. Therefore, it is fitting that even if you are a mumcha, an expert master judge, and as such technically permitted to judge alone, it is preferable that you do not do so. Rather, sit in a court with two others so that you will have the opportunity to discuss the case with them. That's why you need three people, because I might say yay, someone else might say nay, and then the third person is the decider. You need to have three judges, at least the smallest bezdin, to discuss the case with them. For none judges alone except for one, the Almighty. He does so without the testimony of witnesses, without the claims and counterclaims of the litigants, which are liable to mislead a judge. Rather, the Almighty himself serves as the witness, the judge, and the plaintiff, but other judges, who must rely on the testimony and statements of witnesses and litigants, are liable to make mistakes and at times be deceived. Do not say to your colleagues on the bench, accept my view, even though you are superior to them, for they are permitted to reach a decision according to the Torah law, which states, Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, follow the opinion of the majority. That comes from Shmos. The notes point out that Sforno explains why only the Almighty can judge alone, for as the concluding Mishnah in this chapter states, he is the judge, he is the witness, he is the plaintiff. As such, he has exclusive knowledge of the facts of the case, unlike a corporeal judge who can be misled by the parties or the witnesses, therefore requires the participation and the counsel of other judges to ensure that justice will prevail. Understand, only Hashem knows the real justice, the real story, the real facts of the matter on the ground. Don't think that you could be a judge. If you want to judge at all, even though you shouldn't be a judge in any aspect, dan l'kav zchus, judge for the benefit of the doubt. Don't judge people. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a person just what you see on the outside. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. It's better not to judge at all and just worry about yourself. Focus on yourself, your spouse, your kids. Focus on your immediate family. Focus on your own life factors, on your job, in your house, what you can control. Can't control anyone else. Can't take care of anything else, really, outside of the purview of your Dalet Amos. So don't be a judge. Don't look at other people. Don't think about what they're doing. Worry about yourself and try to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim, be involved in mitzvos and Torah and Chesed on a daily basis as much as possible to make the world better day by day, little by little, so that it will be better in so many ways. Join us next time as we talk about fulfilling the Torah even despite poverty here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.